Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And get it on. Get it on. On the day that you got born.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 30 years into his career, the Australian songwriter Nick Cave refuses to go gracefully into musical middle age. His latest project is Grinder Man, a raw band within a band that marks a sharp departure from the albums he's recently made with his group The Bad Seeds. Grinderman's self-titled debut is filled with sexual frustration and macho swagger, inspired by some of Cave's American blues heroes. Nick Cave enlisted three of the Bad Seeds for the group, including drummer Jim Sklavounos. Nick and Jim both join us here in our studios. Guys, welcome to Soundcheck.
Howdy.
Hi.
Nick, you've often written in the past about, you know, about God and about death and love songs that are basically you and me against the world. Grinderman seems to be you in
just a... Just against the world.
Right.
Pressed up against the world.
I mean, it seems to be... angry. I mean, there's feeling, you know, there's songs about impotence and lots of just unsavory stuff going on. Why this album now?
Impotence?
That's what it seems like. I mean, we're going to hear in a moment this song, No Pussy Blues.
Okay, well, that's not someone who's impotent. That's someone who's just not getting any. it's not getting an opportunity to show his potence.
Yes, thank you.
But there is there's definitely a feeling of social impotence, I would say, of being ineffectual, and and I think everyone feels like that.
Is this specifically a kind of musical take on sex and the middle-aged man?
That particular song?
Just
the album in general?
Yeah, the album in general.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Since we mentioned this song, No Pussy Blues, tell us what's happening in this tune.
There's a story going on of a guy trying to pick up, going through the trials of Hercules to pick up a particular woman and not being successful at his desired objective. But, on a broader sense, it's about, I feel, when I'm singing it, I feel it's about all this stuff that's waved in front of our face that is supposed to make us happy, but doesn't.
Now let's hear a little bit from the self-titled debut album from the band Grinder Man.
I saw a girl in the crowd. I ran over. I shouted out. I asked her if I could take her out, but she said that she didn't want to. I changed the sheets on my bed. I combed the hairs across my head. I sucked in my gut, and still she said that she just didn't want to. I read her Eliot, I read her Yeats. I tried best to stay up late. I fixed the hinges on her gate, but still she just never wanted to. A dozen snow white doves. I did her dishes in rubber gloves. I called her honeybee, I called her love, but she just still didn't want to. She just never wants to.
No Pussy Blues from the album Grinder Man from the band Grinder Man, featuring vocals and guitar from Nick Cave and drums played by Jim Sklavounos, both of whom are with us in our Soundcheck studio. Nick, over the years, I mean, you've done a lot of things that I can't use the word showcase because, in fact, you have to really look hard for it sometimes, but you have a very dark sense of humor. When you did the murder ballads, for example, you know, Staggerly and Pretty Polly and all these, you know, centuries-old songs, your versions were so over the top that people could easily be very distressed by them if they didn't get that kind of subversive, humorous streak.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of humor in what I do. I mean, I'm an Australian, and we have a particular sort of humor that's doesn't translate anywhere else but in Australia.
So and, how do you know when you've gone too far?
If I don't laugh.
I guess the answer is he doesn't.
That's a difficult question. I mean, for me, the Murder Ballads record was always a comic album. You know, I mean, there's obviously dark moments and all that sort of stuff, but for me, it was a comic. The fact that we were making an album called Murder Ballads, to me, was a comic concept. And to kind of so relentlessly across the record pursue this particular idea was funny.
Yes, it is I, Lottie, the curse of Millhaven. I've struck horror in the heart of this town. Like my eyes ain't green and my hair ain't yellow. It's more like the other way around. I got a pretty little mouth underneath all the foam in the la 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 la. La 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 la. Sooner or later, we all gotta die.
What about it on, you know, this album with Grinder Man? I mean, you've got, you know, the one song that mentions consensual rape as an idea, you know?
I guess that ain't that funny. But, you know, there's a, to that particular song, Go Tell the Women, it's a very ironic take on modern man, I suppose, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I basically sit at a lot of the time in my office and write lyrics, and I'm on my own. And the only person I've got to entertain is myself, you know, that's mm-hmm. there. And a lot of a way I do that is write stuff that I think amuses me. And I guess the more I write, the more funnier stuff gets, and I guess angrier stuff gets.
But when we were making this record, you also had a chance to kind of entertain the band.
The troops.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean, you know.
It was very much something that was happening at the moment in the studio. You know, a lot of the songs, Nick had some of the lyrics written, but everything was at best a sketch. And
So were you guys
part of the process was him kind of revealing these words to us, and we'd get a good chuckle out of it, and you know, I think the humor in this one's a bit more accessible than a lot of the Bad Seeds ones, and I think Americans sometimes have a hard time seeing the humor in the some of the Bad Seeds lyrics.
The humor is often obscured by the kind of myth around, or whatever it is around me and the band, or the way people see it. So often the humor is obviously there, but it's not seen for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a big mistake to think that Americans don't have a extremely keen sense of humor, actually, and a keen sense of irony. In England, it's often said that Americans have no sense of irony, which is I find to be very, very untrue. And I think that in a way, if anyone can understand the humor in this, it's Americans. But it's often, like I said, it's often because the myth has become so kind of powerful to some people. People don't know whether I'm being funny or not, or whether I'm just, you know. Well, the Murder Ballads record's a perfect example, and I'm here to say, hey, if it seems like it's funny, I'm probably trying to be funny. I'm just not very funny.
We're speaking with Nick Cave and with Jim Sklavounos. Their new project is the band Grinder Man, which, I mean, to come back to the whole idea of what Americans do or do not get, this is a very American name to give to this band. It's from a John Lee Hooker song.
I took it from a John Lee Hooker song. John Lee Hooker took it from a Memphis Slim song. Memphis Slim probably stole it from someone else. I don't know, you know. But it's John. To me, John Lee Hooker has always, from pretty early on, informed a lot of what I've done. For some reason, I'm not really quite sure why, but he's someone I always seem to go back to, especially when I kind of run out of ideas. You know, I kind of put on John Lee Hooker, and there's something about. There's something very abstract about his songs and his the way he thinks and the way he improvises a lyric and where a lyric actually gets to. He starts off on one thing and it gets to somewhere else. And that's to me, that's hugely not only entertaining but inspiring. So credit where credit's due. I think there was an aspect that thought that it's the right thing to do to call this band after a John Lee Hooker song.
Let's actually hear a little bit of that John Lee Hooker song, which, as Nick Cave mentioned, he got from Memphis Slim, and who knows where it was before that.
You know they call me a grinder man. You know I can't be seen today. You know they call me a grinder man. I can't be seen in the day. I do my grinding late at night, babe. You know when everything is still.
Great American bluesman John Lee Hooker and his song Grinder Man. Grinder Man is the name of the new band that Nick Cave and Jim Sklavounos have put together, along with bass player Martin Casey and Warren Ellis, who is best known as a violinist. But Nick, on your song Grinder Man, seems like Warren is doing everything but violin. First of all, tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've taken away from John Lee Hooker that we might hear echoes of in your song, Grinder Man.
Well, I think the title, you know. I think he may mention something like 7 days a week, or I'm open 7 days a week, or something like that. And that might even be from the Memphis Slim version. I can't remember. But it was just a wonderful title that sort of resonated all over the place. Now, I mean, John Lee Hooker's version's a bit more to the point, I would have to say.
And what is that point? What is he singing about?
I think he's singing about, you know, sexual competence.
Right. I'm a grinder man.
All night long and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I operate in the night or whatever he's talking about. our version has a. There's a kind of haunting vulnerability behind the sort of bravado of the title, and it's something I think it's rather beautiful actually,
and it features some really interesting, very ambient sounding, some odd sounding loops that Warren has.
I think Warren approaches each project pretty much that he doesn't want to. Involve himself in this project in the same way as he involved himself in the project before. And I think with Grinder Man, it was get rid of the violin. Mm. You know, I'm not going to play. If Nick Cave's going to play guitar, I'm not going to play violin and do something else. And a lot of the songs are based around Warren's loops.
And this is one of them. This is the song Grinder Man from the band Grinder Man.
I'm the grinder man in the silver rain, in the pale moonlight. I am open late. Yes, I'm the grinder man. I'm the grinder man.
That is the song Grinder Man, featuring Nick Cave singing and playing guitar. Yes, that's right, guitar, not his usual piano. Jim Sklavounos is the drummer in the band Grinder Man. Martin Casey plays the bass. Warren Ellis playing loops and bouzoukis and mandolins and stuff. Nick Cave and Jim Sklavounos with us on Soundcheck today. Nick, this, you know, there are many surprises on this Grinder Man record, but for your longtime fans, probably none more than the sight of you or the sound of you, not at the piano, but in fact picking up the electric guitar. Why did that happen?
I was in New York, and Jim took me to a guitar shop, and I bought it. But he suggested I buy a guitar. Is that right? I don't know. Something happened. I ended up in a shop in New York and walked out with this Fender Stratocaster. And I didn't know how to play guitar. And then we went a month later to record the record. And I guess in the back of my mind I was thinking that we would get a guitarist to do the guitar, but I just sort of bash away at it in the meantime. But I think after it finished, everyone just felt really happy with the way the guitar was. I mean, I was.
Mm-hmm. So
you know, and I mean Warren was adamant that if he said I'm leaving the band if you don't play guitar, basically.
Well, you know, the guitar is a funny instrument because of the way it's tuned. Very often, it changes the way. A composer or a songwriter.
Totally.
So did that?
I mean,
happen?
Absolutely. I suddenly learned what rock and roll was about, for one thing. You know, I've been playing the piano, and you kind of try and work out songs that, you know, rock and roll songs have been played, you know, Velvet Underground, something like that, and it just doesn't work. And then you pick up the guitar, and immediately you can just play one song after another of theirs, and suddenly. I kind of had some understanding of it kind of sounds ridiculous because I've been in the game for like 30 years,
yeah.
But some basic understanding of how where rock and roll comes from in that way.
So let me ask you, Jim. Is this really down to you that you dragged Nick into a guitar store and insisted he buy?
No, not at all. No, I think he was keen to give it a go, I just happened to know a good guitar shop in New York, and we went there again yesterday.
Uh-huh. I bought another one.
To get another.
But so that means that you and Martin, the drummer and bass player in Grinder Man, you guys are the only ones who are actually playing the instruments you're known to play.
Well, yeah, but now it's only a matter of time before Nick gets known as a guitar player, and I think everybody kind of has come to expect Warren to be a bit of a mad scientist. Mm-hmm. We never know what's going to come out of that room when he's got his pedals plugged in.
Jim Sklavounos and Nick Cave from the band Grinder Man are here. We keep calling it a band. It sounds like, though, that this was really not something that you intended to put together as a touring ensemble. I mean, you've been touring around with the White Stripes and stuff.
I have a solo thing that goes on. I haul out a piano and mm-hmm. play Bad Seed songs in a solo format. And I've had these three guys backing me for years as a kind of backing band. But they're not really a backing band, and they're not comfortable being a backing band, and the music just sort of grew and grew and grew until it became virtually unrecognizable what I was doing on stage as Bad Seed songs, and we were just creating this kind of sound, and it was just very much a logical step to go into the studio and actually record some original songs.
So it just became a more collaborative experience.
Yeah.
Electric Alice, is that... Where did the idea that's somehow associated with Alice Coltrane come from?
Well, that kind of came out of a jam thing that we were doing, and the organ part in particular has a very kind of, well, I mean, it's not in her league, obviously, but there is a certain kind of Arabic jazz sort of influence going on through that, and. To identify the piece, we used to call it Electric Alice, and I liked that name very much, and wrote the words around that name.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not a song about Alice Coltrane,
who passed away a few months ago. I guess probably by that point you had finished making the record.
Yeah, well,
I hope it wasn't the record that tipped her off the edge, because we're huge fans of her. we are huge fans of hers.
The song is called Electric Alice. Once again, we're speaking with singer and guitarist Nick Cave and drummer Jim Sklavounos.
Don't the stars look good tonight? Thought Electric Alice in the pale moonlight. Don't the moon look big and bright? Thought Electric Alice in the pale moonlight.
Electric Alice is a song from the band Grinderman, featuring my guests Nick Cave and Jim Sklavounos. Nick singing, Jim playing the drums, and Nick playing all this guitar after just 1 month with the instrument. That's a pretty impressive feat.
Look, actually, we have an extraordinary rhythm section. And if you have a rhythm section that's tight, and the guitar is an incredibly forgiving kind of instrument to play. I mean, you can bash out anything and it sounds good, I think. I can't play Stairway to Heaven, for example.
Jim laughs.
Not yet.
Nick, you mentioned before, you know, how the humor sort of went against the image people had of your music over the years. You were you had a key role to play in the Wim Wenders film Wings of Desire all those years ago, much bigger role to play as the screenplay writer of the 2005 movie The Proposition. Are you still doing film work now?
Yeah, I've written another screenplay for the same director, John Hillcoate, but The Proposition is done, which is basically a small, deliberately designed as a small English story. But in the meantime, people have seen The Proposition in Hollywood and love it, and he's been, you know, pulled in to do much bigger things. So we put that on hold till till Hollywood spits him out again. He can come back and do this.
What is it about film that keeps pulling you back?
Well, in regard to script writing, because it's easy. It's a really easy gig, and I can do it really quickly and efficiently. And for me, it's John Hillcoate comes to me and says, I want to, like with The Proposition, can you write a script that's an Australian Western? And it's just a matter of sitting down and writing that sort of stuff. You're given the theme. It's the idea or the theme that's the difficult thing. That's the difficult thing of songwriting for me. Is sitting there and thinking, what am I going to actually write about?
Well, I've never heard anyone refer to screenplay writing as easy before.
It's a mug's game. All those script writers who sort of, with all their faux angst and all that sort of stuff. I mean, the only reason they say it's hard is because the longer it takes, the more money they get paid.
Uh-huh. All right, Nick, will there be a new Bad Seeds record, and will Grinderman somehow change?
Yeah, we finished a new Bad Seeds one, actually.
Mm-hmm. And did this experience of working with Grinderman somehow change the way?
Yeah, it did. It doesn't sound anything like a Grinderman record, but it's had a huge impact, I think.
It doesn't sound a lot like any previous Bad Seeds record either.
So what happens to Grinderman once the new Bad Seeds record?
Well, we're working on a new Grinderman one at the moment.
So you'll pursue both at the same time?
Yep.
Parallel lines.
Grinderman is the band, and the debut album, also simply called Grinderman. Nick Cave, the vocalist and guitarist, and Jim Sklavounos, the drummer, have been my guests here in the studio. Guys, thanks very much for being with us.
All right,
thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.
entered the room and the canned laughter. Ethel was angled across a dude's knee. I offered to clothe her, to feed her, to bath her. She just gave me a little exclusivity. Dear George Ethel, it's something special. Dear Deaf George Ethel, it's special to me.
All right, so we send you off into the weekend with more from Nick Cave and Grinder Man on Monday. A look back at some of the best live music made here in our soundcheck studio. We'll hear acoustic music from electronic music superstar Moby, world music hitmakers Kanono No. 1 from the Central African country of Congo, and Russian pianist Vladimir Feltzman. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We also had help today from Adriana Rodriguez. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend and be with us Monday at this time for the next Soundcheck.